Greetings, station ears, and welcome to another episode of the Revelation Station Jukebox. In this episode, I'll be trying to decode AI by the American band One Republic. You might not have heard of One Republic, but their rise to fame is a fascinating example of a band leveraging the early days of social media. Formed in 2002, they garnered a significant following on MySpace, the precursor to the modern social media platforms. This online success led to a record deal with Columbia Records in 2003. However, after completing their debut album, Dreaming Out Loud, in 2005, the band were dropped by the label just 2 short months before its scheduled release, leaving the album in limbo. Now, in case you haven't heard the song AI, here's a quick clip for you. Now, despite being dropped by their label, One Republic were undeterred and returned to MySpace to further amplify their online presence. They became the platform's most popular act. This resurgence caught the attention of renowned producer Timbaland, not to be confused with the outdoor clothing brand, who remixed their song Apologize. That remix track became a global smash hit, propelling both the song and the band to international recognition. Despite mixed critical reception upon its eventual release in 2007, Dreaming Out Loud achieved significant commercial success, reaching gold or platinum sales in numerous markets. Whilst the album's story is an interesting chapter in One Republic's journey, this review isn't about that album or song. We're here to talk about AI. This song features on One Republic's fourth album, Oh My My, which was released on the 7th of October 2016. It became their second consecutive album to reach the top 5 in the Billboard 200, and it debuted to mostly positive reviews. But why, I hear you ask, are you banging on about this band I've never heard of? Well, I'm glad you asked, because Oh My My featured a trio of guest artists. There was French techno duo Cassius, American singer Santigold, and our very own Peter Gabriel. Yes, that's the theme of these jukebox episodes. Songs what have got Peter Gabriel singing on them. So before we listen to a bit more of the song, here's a word from our sponsor.
Oh,
Have you ever been listening to an album by your favourite artist and wondered, is this prog? Maybe you're enjoying the trippy sounds of Sowing the Seeds of Love when along comes Woman in Chains. Or perhaps you're bopping along to You're My Best Friend before being rudely interrupted by the Prophet's song. Well, worry no more, because my new podcast aims to help you out with all your prog dilemmas. In each episode, I'll be listening to an album that sits on the border of prog and not prog, and answering the question, is this prog? From the Beatles, to Radiohead, to Nick Drake and back again, I'll examine a pivotal album in an artist's catalogue and give my verdict. Available soon, wherever you find your podcasts. Whilst AI wasn't a commercially released single, the track itself served as a promotional tool to generate anticipation for the album's release. It's a compelling listen. Musically, it evokes a strong resemblance to Peter Gabriel's later works, or perhaps One Republic doing an interpretation of his style. A prominent feature is the groovy bassline, often noticeable on Peter Gabriel tracks, and that's complemented by an unexpected and impressive keyboard solo, very widdly-widdly. This, combined with the extended track length, just exceeds 5 minutes, would almost qualify it as prog if this were an episode of Is This Prog? Lyrically, it delves into the intriguing concept of social media envy, exploring the phenomena of becoming captivated by the seemingly perfect lives portrayed online, on Instagram and Facebook, etc. Which is quite ironic, really, when you consider that the band made their name through social media. This thematic choice aligns with concepts explored in Peter Gabriel's Panopticon and Olive Tree from his most recent album, I.O. Now, I don't own the whole album, but I have listened to it several times on Spotify. And just to be warned, it's not all in this style. Don't get me wrong, it's not a bad album, but not quite to my tastes. A little bit too poppy in places. I did purchase this individual track from Bandcamp, though, and it's also available on Amazon Music and I would assume Apple Music. Personally, I think it's probably worth forking out the pound for it. I've listened to it loads since it first came out way back in 2016. For a band I wasn't previously familiar with, this track earns a 5 out of 5 from me. If you like Peter Gabriel, it's well worth listening to. It's almost like a lost Peter Gabriel track. And if you don't like Peter Gabriel, why are you listening to a Genesis podcast? Anyway, there it is. Thanks for listening. Have you listened to this track? Did I nail it or am I way off? Hit me up at revelationstationpodcast@gmail.com and let me know your thoughts. You can also send feedback on any of the past episodes to the same address. This episode's coming out a whole week early for our amazing patrons. For just a quid a month, you get all the episodes early, and you get bonus episodes. So head over to www.patreon.com/revelationstationpodcast to find out more. Of course, if you're not quite ready to join the Rocksteady crew, you can get access to past Jukebox episodes by tossing the price of a coffee our way over at buymeacoffee.com. Just search for the Revelation Station podcast, or the links are in the show notes. Don't forget to check out our website, revelationstationpodcast.com, or find us on Facebook. That's it from the Revelation Station Jukebox. Catch you next time.